This is Michelle Manos, the chair. I'll ask secretary to call the roll.
Okay, should I be calling the roll with the newly seated people or?
No.
No, okay, great.
Calls my name, tell her I'm trying to get back in.
Okay, great.
Madam Chair, it's Paulina, I have a question.
I'm waiting to be allowed in.
I know, I just hit allow, you're coming back in.
Paulina, you have a question?
Yeah, are we streaming streaming on KPFTX or are we recording it someplace so that it can be posted, so the audio can be posted on KPFTX later?
And Zoom is recording.
Okay, so the Zoom, Janine is always recording these calls via Zoom. So Janine, can you take us through the roll call, please? And then I think whoever said no is correct, that we don't. Michael, can you confirm that we don't, do we call the name of the new members?
My understanding is that people will become members as soon as the seat is vacated and they're the next on the list. It's just a formality to seat them.
Okay, so then I'd like to welcome, I'd like to start, let me start then by welcoming Lydia and Harvey. Lydia Ponce and Harvey Wasserman have been doing incredible community work and have been involved in KPFK one way or another for many years. Of course, Harvey and his show Solartopia is a community favorite. And so thank you guys for running, and we're very happy to welcome you to the board today.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Wonderful. We look forward to all the energy that you guys are going to bring. Okay, so we will call the roll with the new members, Janine, if that works for you.
Yeah, that's terrific. Okay. So, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron present. Ken Aaron? I believe.
Here. Sorry, here.
All right. Ken Aaron? Is that Ken Aaron saying here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, terrific. Michael Adler?
Here.
Michael Adler present. Alan Beek? I may call him to try to get him on. Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred Blair present. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy Childs present. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Bella DeSoto present. Jan Goodman?
Can I record this? Can you give me permission to record this myself, which is Janine or Michelle?
I don't see that it's asking.
Are you
me.
Good?
Okay, I'm sorry. I will try as soon as I'm done with the roll call to see how to do that. Is that okay?
Sure. Okay. But Jan Goodman is here.
Thank you.
Avelia Jones? Okay, not present. Ali Lexa? Not present. Barbara Marbach? Ali Lexa, I believe these people requested
Excused options.
But anyway, Michelle Manos?
Present.
Barbara Marbach?
Excused options.
Yeah, I know. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Janine, Novick, you present. Skipped over me. Janine, sorry to interrupt. Eric Jacobson is present.
Okay, Eric C. Jacobson, sorry. Michael Novick?
Yes, present.
Michael Novick present. James Osborne?
He requested an excuse absence this morning.
Yeah, oh, okay. Not present. Lydia Ponce?
Oh.
It's Ponce, and yes, present.
Ponce, I'm sorry. You know, I have to mute the phone number 7022, but I don't know who it is.
Bella DeSoto.
Okay, so I'm going to be muting you because there's a lot of noise coming from your phone.
No, there is no noise from my phone.
Well, there was.
It's coming from Oscar.
Okay. So then we have Lydia Ponce is present. Lawrence Reyes?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Present.
Lawrence Reyes present. Paul Roberson? I believe he's asked for an excused absent. Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor Sabah not present. Oscar Ulloa?
Present.
Oscar Ulloa present. Paulina Vinovilliev?
Mansoor asked for an excused absent.
Paulina is present.
Thank you. Paulina Vasilia present. Beth Van Guten?
Present.
Beth Van Guten present. Kiana Williams? Kiana Williams.
She asked for an excused absence.
Right. I know. Yeah. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm present.
Harvey Wasserman present. So we have 16 present.
Did you call Michael Adler?
Yes, she did. I'm present.
Okay, good. So I'm muting. Really, there's a lot of noise coming from 7022. It lights up on the screen every time there's a noise, and it's interrupting a lot of stuff. So I think that's Bella. If there's moving.
I have no noise in my room.
Well, it's moving around or wherever.
So we'll just go ahead and mute the line that's causing noise. And, we can unmute that person. You don't know who it is. It's not a board member though, right?
No, it's Bella.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go ahead and unmute as needed. Bella, you can go ahead and, send a message if you need to.
I've also muted Harvey because there was just some talk coming from that phone as well.
Okay.
I don't know whether to keep maintaining that when noises come up. I don't want to interrupt the meeting, but.
I do think it's important to mute people if they have distracting noise on their line. And you can test unmute as we go or when it's time to call for comment. And then anybody who's muted, if you need to urgently be unmuted, please send a message and we'll unmute you. But we can't have lots of background noise. We have too many people on these calls. And we have too much to get done. So everybody should have had a chance to review the proposed agenda. Is there anybody who still needs to be able to see that? Janine, you sent it out last night, and you sent it to Lydia and Harvey, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So is there anyone? I hear you, Michael. Is there anyone who has not received and or been able to open the agenda? Okay. Michael, yes?
I think it was customary for us to call Anil's attendance also, and I think he probably needs an excuse. It's not an excuse absent, but noted that he's not present because of his family.
Yes, Janine, can you note that Anil is not present?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we need to approve the proposed agenda. So if everyone has had a chance to take a look at it.
It's point of order from Ken before you go to approval.
Okay.
Which is, I think there's people participating passively in the meeting that don't know what the agenda is because they didn't receive a copy. They just dialed in, called in today. So for the public.
Can I address that? I wasn't able to upload it to KPFTX because only Janine can do that. But I uploaded it to my private Dropbox account and I sent a link to everybody in the chat.
I do see it in the chat. It's a Dropbox link.
So folks should be able to get it from there and review it.
Okay, I did upload it about 5 minutes ago to KPFTX, so there shouldn't be an issue.
I didn't see it there. Let me check again.
Okay, so it should be there, which means everybody has it.
I don't see it at KPFTX.
It's not. Let's see. Okay, I do see it at KPFTX.
Might have to refresh your browser, Michael.
I did. I'm still not.
Let's see.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes.
When you asked if the agenda, if everybody received the agenda, there was no one that said that they did not. And I think we're wasting a lot of time here.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. I agree with you, Lawrence. Thank you.
No question on you, Michael.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go ahead.
Mm-hmm. The agenda is on KPFTX.
Okay. So let's go ahead and move on. If anybody for some reason needs help with the agenda, we can deal with it on text message or when that arises. So is there anybody that has any objections to approving the agenda as is? All right.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I have an objection. I would like to make a change to the agenda.
Who's speaking?
Fred.
Thank you, Fred. What is your proposed change?
Yeah, I would like to exchange item eight and item nine. I'd like to move the treasurer's report up before the committee reports.
Is that just a request of personal privilege? That's when you would prefer to give the report?
I'm not calling on personal privilege. I just like to, I think the treasurer's report should come after the director's reports.
Second.
Okay, so it would be just switching the committee reports and the treasurer report. There would still be public comment and the PMB Committee of Inclusion report in between.
Correct.
Okay, any objections to that small change? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and make that adjustment. So for those of you following along on the agenda, just be sure to annotate for yourself that we're switching the committee reports with the director's report or with the treasurer's report, and treasurer will come first, directly after public comment too. Okie doke. Is there a motion to approve the agenda with the small change?
Moved. Fred moves.
Okay, so that's two people move. So is that a second?
Yeah.
Okie doke. And any objections? Seeing none, we'll approve the proposed agenda with the one small change. And Secretary Janine, can you let us know who has requested an excused absence?
Okay, well, we have, excuse me, I don't know whether I missed some that came in this morning. I'm not seeing, anyway, we have Alan Beek. He has not, but I'm trying to get him on the phone. To see if
Alan Beek is here.
Oh, Alan Beek.
Great. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Okay, great.
Janine, just briefly, Bella text messaged me. I do not have an updated agenda via PDF. Can you PDF the agenda to Bella?
Okay, I can send it as in the group.
Okay.
And it's on kpftx.org as a PDF.
There you go, Bella. You can also pull it from KPFTX. Okie doke. So we have Alan Beek on the line. We have requested excuse absences from Mansoor and from who else?
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just I'll send the agenda in just a moment. And then we have Avelia Jones.
Okay.
She asked for an excused absence, but it was to spend the day with her family.
Okay. And who else?
Ellie Lexa was traveling. And during this time, Barbara Marbach she has a memorial service today.
Okay.
James Osborne, I have not seen his. It could be in the inbox, and I just.
I saw it. He did send it to the list.
And what is his, he had an excused absence.
His two daughters are in from out of town.
And okay, they so family. Paul Roberson had, I believe, family as well. Mansoor Sabah, I have not seen anything from him. Kiana Williams.
Mansoor emailed to say he had to work today.
And, Kiana emailed that she had family obligations.
Okay.
Ken, Aaron, to the stack.
One second, Ken. So we have Mansoor, Avelia, Ali, Barbara, James, Paul, Kiana. I think we all can, you know, we were a bit remiss in not addressing the fact at last month's meeting that this month is Father's Day. Perhaps could have adjusted the time. So I just want to thank everyone who is on the meeting right now. And we're going to do our best to make the best use of your time when, you know, a lot of people would rather be with family right now. So we do have 7 people not here, 8 if you include Anyel. So we can take these one by one, or given the fact that it's Father's Day and we understand that's what most people are doing, we can batch approve them. Do we have a motion to batch approve the excused absences?
Motion to do so, Chair. This is Lawrence, to approve excused absences.
Ken, I object.
Ken, what is your objection?
I object to a mass approval of the excused absences, and I object to approving individually every single one. You have to have 3 unexcused absences in a row to be removed from the board. There's no need to excuse absences. And if, you know, there will be further holidays or reasons or boating trips or have to go see Tom Cruise on next Sunday or some other Sunday. I do not approve of excused absences.
I don't disagree with you, Ken, and thank you for making a point of that. I think that this board was just, you know, a bit remiss in not addressing the fact that this is a major holiday. You know, we should have flagged it ahead of time. We should have been looking at the calendar. I'll take responsibility for my part and not realizing that this board meeting was falling on a Father's Day. So, you know,
I've made a motion. It's Michael Adler. I'm sorry. I've made a motion
I'm circling back to it. I'm circling back to it right now regarding
2019, and it's never been approved. So I just didn't bother this year.
Okay.
That's for the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
I would like to propose that the Governance Committee put this on their agenda for the next Governance Committee meeting, and that we delay deciding whether these are excused or not until after we've reviewed the policy and the track record. I think this is a chronic problem, and holiday or no, it's the third Sunday of the month, and we knew that, and I think we need to take a deeper look at this and come up with a clear-cut policy that applies impartially to whoever is in question, and then address this. I'd like to wait until next month to address who and whether these are excused or not.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you. There's not really a stack right now, folks. We're still in opening business, or, you know, roll call, technically.
I need to be heard. I have been muted all this time.
Okay, well, Bella, don't make us do that again, okay? Go ahead. Just try to be brief, please.
You just allowed Beth a long length of time. And you know very well, everyone in this board knows how I feel about this. I fully concur with Ken. We cannot just simply excuse everybody. Like Beth said, this is a chronic issue, and every month we come here, and this is the same problem every month.
There's no one on this list that has a chronic absence problem. That
yes, Mansoor Sabah is that person. He shouldn't be on the LSD. if he cannot attend the meeting.
So we have two objections. We have two objections to batch approving the list of excused absences, which means we either have to go to a vote or we can entertain a motion to go one by one. I don't think that it makes sense to not deal with this until the next governance committee meeting. Although we can put on the next governance agenda to take a look at the policy regarding absences and what's
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, there is clear policy already in the policy manual. You have the policy.
Right. That's what I'm saying in response to Beth, that we already have the policy. And, you know, it's up to this body to decide right now. And I don't necessarily agree that we should delay deciding whether to excuse these absences today. So we have a choice. We can go to a vote right now on whether or not to batch approve, right? Because we have a motion and a second and two objections. I mean, I think that's what we have to do. Yes, Lawrence, Mr. Reyes.
Yeah, this is Lawrence. Yes, thank you. So we are, again, spending a lot of precious time on approving this agenda. And I think you have a motion that's on the floor, and you should go to a vote.
Yep, that's
or you could just note the objections.
Well, I don't think it's within my power to annotate two objections.
Well, it is. You could suggest
this vote, please.
The body.
Yeah, we're going to go to the vote. We're going to go to the vote. So, Secretary, can you call a roll call vote? And thank you, Mr. Reyes. I appreciate it. I do agree that we need to move on. Secretary, can you please do a roll call vote? A yes vote is to batch approve all of the absences as excused, and a no vote would mean we need to deal with them one by one. Janine?
Yes is for the batch. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Michael Adler?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I have Avelia Jones calling me. I think she probably wants to get in if anybody can assist. I'm sorry, Michael Adler is a yes. Alan Beek is?
Yes.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Harvey Wasserman? Maybe he's not on. I'll have to check. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
You had muted Harvey earlier because of noise on his line.
Oh, all right. Hold on just a moment. Harvey, are you there?
Yes, and I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Sorry, I'm having trouble. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
Abstain.
Avelia Jones is not on the line, so I don't know whether somebody can help me or contact her and find out what's pending there. And then we have Ali Lexa is not here.
I'll text Avelia.
Okay. Skipping Michelle, Michael Novick?
No.
And then James Osborne is not here. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Paul Roberson is not here. Mansoor is not here. Oscar? Ulloa?
No. Yeah, no. Both no.
Okay, sorry. Polina Vasiliev?
I vote no.
Thank you. Beth Von Guden?
Abstain.
Kiana Williams is not here. on Yale Fields. Okay. So we have, right now we have, Michelle, do you want to vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, so we have 8 yeses and 5 noes and 4 abstains for 17 votes.
Okay, is that, I think that's the, yes, that's the correct number of votes. So the motion passes with a simple majority. And
I do not know if Avelia is trying to get in. That's
Avelia is trying to get in. She texted me, yes, that she's trying to get in, and I asked her if she has the Zoom link or the phone number.
Okay, so well, I don't help see her get in. Pending, just so you know, I don't see her as pending.
Okay. If you can maybe resend her the information. And then, okay, so the excused absences are approved. Beth, yes, let us address this in governance and try and get a handle on, you know, making sure that we're being appropriate about this and that people are only getting excused absences when they're legitimately excused. Okay, so approval from the minutes from the previous meeting. Secretary?
I do not have them.
Okay. We can go ahead and do both next time, if that works for you.
I can send out a draft in the next, you know, 2 days, if you want.
Okay. Okay. That'd be great. Thank you.
Bella to the stack?
Bella?
Yes. I do not have March minutes. I mentioned that earlier. I also sent an email to Janine last month. I remember that, you know, she did send quite a few number of minutes after 5 months, but I did not get March. If she could include sending up March, if not just to me.
No, I'll resend all the minutes when I send the draft minutes from here.
Great. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Time to adjourn. Of course, we are already 45 minutes into our meeting. And this was a, let's see, 225-minute agenda. So 215 minutes would be what? 2 hours and who's better than me at the math?
3 hours and 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I think 2 hours and 45 minutes.
That's my math. I could be wrong, but my mom told me that.
All right. I'm going to go with Lawrence's mom, and that would put time to adjourn at 3 o'clock. Do we have a motion?
Bella to the stack, I propose 3:30. As usual, we
As
will
usual.
Reach 3:30.
I would like to set a more reasonable goal and try to stick to it rather than assume, you know, flexibility given that these are already such extended meetings. Does anybody have a motion for 3 o'clock?
No move.
Dan Goodman, regretfully, I move for 3 o'clock.
Okay.
It shouldn't be that long.
I agree. Michael, do you second that?
Sure.
Any objections to 3 o'clock? Okay, so it's time set to adjourn at 3 o'clock. Thank you, everyone. We've welcomed the new board members officially, but Bella, are you prepared to read the mission statement for the benefit of the new members as well as veterans?
Oh, I don't have it here in front of me. I thought Paul would be here. But
do away with that. Just do away with it. Don't bother.
Well, I don't think we should. We should make this a standard. I asked for this months ago.
I think it's appropriate to read it for when we seat new
I
members.
Have it. I will pull it up in a moment, so give
I
me a moment.
I have it available. I can read it right now.
Go ahead, Michael. Thank you.
To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures for the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved should be as nearly self-sustaining as possible one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the FCC and subject to their operations and regulatory actions of the commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended, and radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer permanent performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community, and radio broadcasting operations to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms, and radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community.
Thank you, Michael. That was very succinct and helpful. And I encourage us all to examine the mission statement when we're not sure which direction to head in. And also, you know, whether or not our mission statements need to be revised, because that's an ongoing discussion. Yes, Lawrence, Mr. Reyes.
It's customary to give the new members a minute to say something. You know, what their goals are, you know, what they're going to do and how they're going to contribute.
I totally think that's a great idea and agree. So I don't have Paul, and Paul usually keeps time for me, but that's okay. We'll trust Ms. Ponce and Mr. Wasserman to keep their comments to 60 to 90 seconds. In alphabetical order, Ms. Ponce, would you like to give us your own personal sort of vision and mission for why you want to be a part of the LSB?
May I be recognized first?
Sure.
Started this. Yes, I'm even more interested in hearing about a little bit about them and their.
Out of order. Janet's out of order.
Not out of order. She's recognized by the chair. And I think that's appropriate. And I think a mix of, you know, what folks bring to the table and what their commitment is to the station and the vision for the future, whatever Ms. Ponce and Mr. Washington want to say, I think we'll be happy to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Ms. Ponce, welcome. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. I am a resident here in Venice on Tongva land here in the Los Angeles Basin. I'm blessed to live here since the mid-80s. I am Mayo and Quechua, and I am Scottish. What I propose my long-term and short-term plans is to merge and yield as I can with this team to maintain a sense of community. And I really want to work with the fundraising department to help elevate in a time of COVID, in a time of uprising, and a time of uncertainty, especially in the next 6 months, who's going to win that seat in the White House. I am proposing that we treat each other within a circle of community, and that when the circle is incomplete, we're not being represented equally with all these absentees that I'm hearing about, we should encourage each other in a gentle way to attend. I really look forward to having people not speak over Michelle Manos and over each other. I really look forward to us being gentle with ourselves and with each other. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. That was beautiful. And for those who don't know, Lydia is a longtime friend and co-organizer of mine, so I'm very excited to welcome her to the board and incorporate her vision and leadership. That was beautiful. Thank you. And Mr. Wasserman, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Okay, thank you for having me on the board. I'm working full-time now to protect the fall election from being stolen And I hope everyone will join in. We are doing national podcasts and everything possible to protect the voter registration rolls, to make vote by mail work, and to protect the vote count. I urge at Pacifica that there be an end to all the petty infighting, which has plagued the station for so many decades. The network, that we form a genuine network. We're obviously we're in a massive financial crisis, and we're looking now and have to affect top to bottom technological changes in terms of how the station is produced, and that includes really questioning the use of the tower if we can switch to a network of low power networking as well, and of course going to Zoom, possibly hopefully expanding our reach into YouTube and other technological areas. We're going to have to look seriously at leaving the buildings behind and moving to smaller stations with smaller office space with increased and altered technological capabilities with such as Zoom. So this is, of course, a major transitional period, both technologically and ideologically. But for right now, I am all out 100% to protect this election. If we have, if it's not protected, we're not going to have the civil liberty space to even do this station. Again, I urge, please, to leave behind all petty ideological bickering and move ahead as a unified group to a progressive future. Thank you very much for sustaining the station.
Thank you, Mr. Washerman. And Harvey, where can folks find your show, Solartopia, just so we know?
Okay, the show at Pacifica at KPFK is California Solartopia. It's at 6:30 so far on Thursdays, but I'm looking to expand.
Oh, I think we lost you.
Is a wonderful producer, Mark Maxwell. And
Harvey, we can't hear you.
Danielle and Kevin and Jan to keep things going. And I also have a show on PRN, which we, Progressive Radio Network, we look at PRN and how they do
mic problem, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has to adjust his audio.
Okay. Harvey, we lost you a few words into your statement there.
Hello?
There you are.
Yeah, I have a show on Progressive Radio Network, which we need to look to in terms of how they do their network technologically. It's much, much cheaper, much simpler.
We're excited to have that perspective here on the board, so hope that you'll continue to bring that up as we talk about our finances and the changes that we need to make. Thank you, and welcome to both new board members.
Thank you.
Yes. And so we put the moving on, we put the general manager report and discussion on the agenda with the understanding that Anyal was unlikely to be able to be with us, and he did email about that. So we can move that, and I'll reach out to Anyal and try to confirm him for July, and so we can nix that agenda item as long as nobody has any major objections to that.
Chair, I object, and I'd like to propose a motion.
Go ahead.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I'd like to propose that that we meet in 2 weeks, specifically to go over the GM's plan. We are in a severe crisis right now, and we need to take a look at all options. And unfortunately, Mr. Anyal couldn't be here, but that's my motion, that we meet in 2 weeks to specifically address Anil's plan for KPFK.
And Mr. Reyes, is this full, just clarifying, is this for the full board? Are you proposing creating a task force? What is your vision for the plan?
Well, my ask is that it's for the full board.
Okay.
Because it is the full board, you know, that is elected to address these concerns, and KPFK and the network is in severe crisis right now.
Can you propose a time and a length to the meeting that you're suggesting in 2 weeks?
Yes, I'd like to propose that we meet two Wednesdays from now, which I both have.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to amend that motion.
Hang on, I lost Mr. Reyes. Lawrence, your connection went bad, I think.
I'm still here. Second Wednesday of July, the second Wednesday of July, which I think will be the 10th, the 17th. No, the 10th. I think it will be the 10th. And, at 7 o'clock,
that's July 8th.
7 o'clock Pacific time. July 8th. Thank you. The day after my birthday. July 8th at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And I mean, 7 o'clock Pacific Standard time.
Ms. Goodman, you have a proposed amendment?
Yeah, two things. One is that I propose that this would be better taken up when we take up the motion about the preparing a plan. And so that I would like to move it on the agenda until then. Rather than take it up right now, because the motion that we presently have, we have a motion about preparing a plan, and that motion, I believe, needs to be modified to include not only the GM preparing a plan, but that plan should be prepared by the GM, the CFO, and the IED. They need to be all taken together, and I think we should at least move this motion to later on in the agenda when we come up with those, when we deal with those motions.
So, if I can respond, I think I can help. I think Lawrence's motion was strictly to undertake a detailed review of the general manager report and not necessarily come up with any action items, but just have a full understanding of it as we go into the next LSB, because in these meetings, we don't take a lot of time for discussion and education and things like that. So I think that the idea of creating a sort of semi-formal place with that one task would be useful. And then you're right. That knowledge should be incorporated into the decision making with those other people and those other information points considered. Does that make sense?
Okay, if it's just for discussing the plan, I think that is reasonable.
Reasonable.
Okay.
This is Grace with a point of order.
Lawrence and then Grace. Mr. Reyes?
Okay. I believe
Madam Chair, point of order takes precedence.
I was just trying to go ahead. Lawrence had been waiting, but go ahead.
Right. But the point of order takes precedence over the stack. First of all, Lawrence's motion did not have a second. That's the first thing.
Yes, it did. Beth,
I seconded it. This is Beth. I seconded it.
And I hadn't formally, Beth did second it, but I hadn't formally asked for one yet. So, but we do have a second. Mm-hmm.
All right. That's fine. Sorry I missed that. But the other thing is that on Wednesday, July 8th, there's already a KPFK Finance Committee scheduled. So a different date would have to be found or time.
What time is Finance on Wednesday?
It's 7 p.m. Eastern, so it's 4
p.m. Finance is 3 p.m. Eastern. It's
3 p.m.
So noon our time on Wednesday?
No, 4 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Wednesday.
So, the motion for the motion for a 7 p.m. One-off, meeting to examine the director, the GM report, I think is still doesn't conflict with that.
Okay.
Chair, may I speak now?
I apologize then.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. No problem. Go ahead, Lawrence, move on.
I appreciate the well intentions of Ms. Goodman, but this is again the urgency right now.
Is that okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And also, as part of that motion, the GM has to be present in order for us to have a collaborative discussion in regards to his plan, which is called from Prosperity to Recovery. So I think it's a worthwhile plan to review with the GM.
Let's take a vote, and if the answer is yes, we'll get it onto our LSB calendar. The vote will be, and frankly, I think if we have the report, which Anyal indicated to me was mostly done last time, then we should be able to hold our meeting regardless of whether or not he's present, and then also strongly encourage his presence. But I agree with the idea of taking a set, you know, allocated time to examine this one very important thing.
Do you see there's any objection?
I'm about to restate the motion. Go ahead.
Before we vote, can we have a time certain for this meeting to take place? And I would suggest somewhere between an hour and an hour and a half, so that it's not, so that
right.
We can
ask Mr. Reyes for his recommendation. So I'm about to repeat the motion in its entirety right now, and it does include the time and the length. And so you were breaking up a little bit, Mr. Reyes, when you were giving us your time, but you did say an hour and a half at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 8th, July 8th?
Yes, Chair, but I would like us to go till 9 and adjourn that time certain at 9.
Okay. So the motion on the floor is to have a separate meeting of the LSB members, whoever would like to attend, to go over the general manager's report, ideally with him present, but we will meet either way. And that meeting will take place via this platform, a telephonic meeting, at 7 p.m. Latest it will go is 9, and that will be on Wednesday, July 8th. And the only thing on the agenda for that meeting will be examining the general manager's report and discussing it. So that's the motion.
That's with an amendment.
Okay.
I'd like to designate this meeting, this special meeting, as an emergency meeting, and make it clear to the entire board that this is a full board meeting, because we're going to, once we've scheduled it, in order to hold it, we need to meet quorum. So this isn't just a kind of an if you want to, or if you can be bothered. This is a necessary step. We're in absolute
The problem with doing that is that if we don't meet quorum, we can't have the meeting. So even if 8 people show up, we should still examine and have a meeting. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the thank you, Beth. And that is a good tool to use, the emergency meeting, but I don't necessarily want to make sure that we have the space to have
what
this
does
meeting.
Lawrence say that the amendment was to Lawrence's motion. What does Lawrence say?
I generally defer to whoever made the motion, but the protocol is that once the motion is in effect, it belongs to the body. And so we can ask Mr. Reyes, but I'd like to keep the motion as is. So Mr. Reyes, would you prefer to accept the amendment?
No, the amendment, the motion belongs to the body, as you said. I appreciate Beth's. I support it either way.
Okay. We'll move forward as is. And is there a second to creating the space for this meeting and the time given?
Second.
I have a question also. I have a question before we proceed. Jan Goodman.
Ms. Goodman?
So the question becomes whether or not this is going to be an open meeting or an executive session. And it seems to me that if we're really talking about serious cuts, it is very likely to discuss personnel matters. And as much as I would like this to be a public meeting, it seems to me that we are better off to make this a non-public meeting so we can really actually talk about specifics. Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels. And therefore, I'd like to make this an executive, non-public conversation.
I second that.
Mr. Reyes? I believe that in the Prosperity to Recovery Plan, there's no mention of cuts. So, and I could be wrong. But I didn't see any mention of cuts. So I think what I'd like to do is move ahead with the present motion, because the motion on cuts and all of that, that's a different motion.
I'm here. I'm thinking.
Well, while you're thinking, may I?
Go ahead.
I think that we're if we're going to spend 2 hours talking about the path forward, then we have to understand that that all of these things are going to come into it, whether or not we want to or not. I'm the last person that wants to make cuts, and certainly personnel cuts. But the reality is that if we're going to be serious about moving forward, that those items have to come up, I believe. So I just don't want to waste, I don't want to be boxed in to only talking about this report if we're going to spend 2 hours talking about the path to recovery.
Chair, if this is, I believe this should be a public meeting, and if we do get into proprietary information, then we adjourn into executive session. That's the way to handle that. I believe the public needs to be informed as to the intent and the plan that the GM is making. And then if we have to talk about, you know, proprietary information, then we could go into executive session, Ms. Goodman.
And we do have that tool available to us, you know, calling an immediate executive session and sidebarring those sensitive topics into that session.
If we're going to do that, then I think that we should notice it as both so that we don't get into problems.
Okay, Secretary, can you make a note of that to record and calendar this meeting as an open session with the possibility of executive session, which will not be public? Janine?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute.
No worries. Okay, we're going to dispense with the vote now, and thank you for everyone's comments. This is how we develop a fair process, and we all learn, especially the newer members. Okay.
Michelle, this is Eric. I object, so I'd like to be noted that I oppose the special meeting. The report speaks for itself. I've heard everything I need to hear from our GM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I consider it so deficient, any further explanation would be spinning our wheels, as someone put it. Thank you.
Thank you. The purpose of the meeting is not to hear any explanations. It is to go over the proposal with a fine-tooth comb as the board. And so thank you for your objection. We're going to go ahead with the vote. So, Secretary, can you please call a roll call vote? A yes vote is to approve the idea of the meeting of Wednesday the 8th from 7 to 9. The only agenda item would be to examine and discuss the GM report, hopefully with the GM present, but the meeting will take place either way. A no vote is you don't want to do that and you don't think we should. Okay, Janine?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Michael Adler?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Abstain.
Avelia Jones is not here.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right.
Avelia's been on for a while.
I know. I'm sorry. I let her in. Avelia Jones? Avelia Jones, do you have a vote?
Let's come back to her.
Okay. It's kind of odd. Michael Novick? Am I having issues? Michael Novick?
Hey, sorry, I vote yes. I was muted.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, Secretary, yes.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Beth Van Guten?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah, yes.
And I believe we have Avelia back. Avelia Jones? Let me try that again. Avelia Jones?
Madam Secretary, she's muted.
Yeah.
Okay, she just rejoined us, so it must have done that. Avelia Jones?
She said yes.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, we have 14 yeses.
And I vote yes as well.
Oh, sorry.
No worries.
Okay, we have 15 yeses, one no, and two abstains.
Okay, so the motion passes. So we'll convene in two Wednesdays to discuss this. I will chair that meeting and possible executive session, and I'm going to take a moment of privilege to let you all know that this is something that I do freelance for a living, as I examine these things in a group setting and take a fine-tooth comb to things like proposals and grants and things like that. So if you all will allow me, I'll be happy to take us through the entire thing and facilitate an effective discussion. So I look forward to that with this body at that time. Thank you for the vote. It is now time to move into public comment number one. And so do we have a stack for public comment at this time? Secretary, if you could unmute the public so that we can hear their requests.
Hi, this is Kim. I'd like to be on stack for public comment.
Okie doke. And thank you, Kim. And you don't have to identify yourselves. You can use the identifier that we have here for you. So we have listener, we have call-in user 3, we have someone by the phone number of 1438. So just identify yourselves however you're comfortable so that we can identify you during your turn. Anybody else for public comment? All right, Kim. We're going to do 90 seconds, so go ahead.
Hi there. So this is Kim Kaufman. I am the new chair of the Finance Committee.
Congratulations.
I made a report for the LSB, and I sent it to you just a few minutes ago because it should have been appended to the agenda. A few people I don't have emails for, so I hope the ones that receive it can pass it along. You have a lot of work to do before you get into cutting personnel, okay? That is why I don't know what kind of an amendment Jan's going to make to my motion from the Finance Committee, but you need to get a list of all the non-union people who are getting paid before you start trying to negotiate with the union to cut their people. Because they're going to get really mad. They've done this a couple of years ago, and they're not going to be happy about tricks from KPFK. I shouldn't say tricks, but they've been through this. So you need to deal with your non-union people first. You're going to have to open up the books to the union, and these numbers that you are looking at are not good, okay? They're not good. You can say you need to make 30% cuts, 40% cuts, 25%. It's all meaningless because what you're comparing these numbers to is wrong. Now, we just started at the last Finance Committee to actually get some clarity on these numbers. So you need a lot more clarity before you can do what needs to be done.
Time.
I have a question. Put me on stack again.
I certainly will. And I have a question because we have the committee reports coming up. Does someone who's more familiar with this area of the rules know, you know, can Kim give the committee report as the chair of the committee, even though she's not a seated member of the board? Michael? Or
Madam Chair, Bella?
Madam Chair, Bella.
Hi, Paul Roberson. Go ahead, Bella.
And this is Lawrence, Chair.
Yes. I would like to not only that. I would like to also extend her time.
What is the
she is the only person in public, and she is the chair of our finance committee.
Let me get the answer to my question before we determine if she needs more time. Because if she's going to give the finance report, then you know she's going to have that time. Mr. Reyes.
Yes, Chair. When I was a listener, chair of the outreach committee, I was able to give a report to the LSB, and I don't think anything prohibits from us allowing Kim to give her finance committee report, viewing that that the report has to be germane, and I believe it is. So I don't think there's anything that prohibits us from allowing Kim to give her a financial report, which, Kim, I have not received in my email box.
And this is Grace for the stack about this.
Go ahead, Ms. Aaron.
Okay, I think it's appropriate for Kim, as chair of the Finance Committee, to give a Finance Committee report. However, the statements she made in public comment are mainly her own personal opinion. I don't believe they came up, not all of her ideas that she expressed came up as a result of the Finance Committee meeting, if I'm remembering properly. So it's appropriate for her to give public comment, to give her own personal opinions, but her report as the chair of the Finance Committee should be written to a report from that committee, not just her views.
Thank you. Yes, Grace, and I find that to be a very appropriate way to handle and discern. It seems like both Mr. Reyes and Ms. Aaron have the same interpretation that it is within our rules to be able to have the public member of the Finance Committee give the report. So we're going to go ahead and do that. So, Kim, you'll have opportunity during all three public comments, as you normally do, and we have 10 minutes allocated for the Finance Committee report because there are two motions. So that'll be a time for you to inform us about the Finance Committee. Let's see. So we'll go ahead and move on from, and there's no other public comment, right? No other members of the public want to speak right now. Okay, seeing none, there's still two more opportunities, obviously. We'll go into the director's reports. We have 20 minutes allocated for the director's reports. And so we'll hear from the directors and we'll allow for a little bit of question from the other members. So directors, who would like to go first?
This is Grace. I would suggest that other directors go first. I'm not completely prepared.
I'm ready.
I'll go after Lawrence.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, Ms. Goodman, and then either Paulina or Grace. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, thank you. So I've been very busy on the PMB. The PMB has become more lately solution-oriented. We're dealing with a lot of difficulties because we are, as a network, we are in a financial crunch right now. And we rolled out, I'm also the chair of the PMB COVID-19 task force, I'll use Paulina to talk about that at a little bit more at length. We are producing national programming that has been piped in from all five stations, including the affiliates, and it's very refreshing. It was so refreshing the first day I heard it that it compel me to donate right away, and I donated what I really can't afford, but that's what I always do anyway, and I think that's what we all do. In that respect, and then there's also going to be another town hall, another PMB on it, PMB
national town hall that's going to be, we're in the middle of planning it. Jan Goodman is part of the working group that is putting that on. So I have a few other things. I apologize that I didn't get my written report in this month, but I would write it up and submit it. It's a little bit more concrete. Also, the governance committee on the PNB recommended on an 8-2 vote that the affiliates network or the affiliates department, we referred the motion referred by the strategic planning committee of the PNB back to that committee, recommending a yes vote on making the affiliates a unit. So what happens there is that the strategic planning committee has to address it, and then it'll come out of that committee for a PNB vote. So that's all I have. I just know that we're also still in the running for the CARES Act money, and I'll defer the grace to that. And so we are becoming more solution-oriented because I think what's bringing us together and what's allowing us to put down our partisan proclivities is the fact that we are in a severe financial crisis. I mean, it's very serious. So, one of the motions that was made out of the development committee on the national level is the email that you all received about urgent help from the LSBs. So if you could get two people to donate, each member could get two people to donate, that's 24 members that could get two people to donate. That addressed the problem specifically having to do with the CPB grant and also the soundness change, which allows us to be able to use music during our shows. So that's urgent right now as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Jan, did you want to go next?
Sure. So just taking off from where Lawrence was talking about, that finally, the PNB is taking seriously our need to balance our budgets, and both locally and nationally. And also something that goes along with that, we have not been paying NIDA, who does our accounting, that's NETA, who does our accounting and personnel matters and provides a lot of support, and which has really enabled us to get our accounting sufficiently together to be able to put together our audits, which are almost up to date, and to start paying NETA also. I think it's worthwhile looking at what actually happened at one of the recent PNB meetings, and that was there was a motion to make all of the stations come up with concrete budgets that would balance our budgets, and then there was a move by certain people who often are very protective of WBAI to limit this need to come up with a concrete budget to only a KPFK. And I was so pleased, and I think that I know, I think Lawrence was also, and Grace, that we that the PNB passed this motion so that all of the stations whose budgets were out of whack by 10% or more had to come up with a plan. And so all of the stations are going to have to do that except KPFT, which, by the way, is mostly volunteer run and is within 10% of its budget. So that is really progress. And again, as Lawrence said, people from various groupings came together on that. And I'm very hopeful that in this period, like in the period where we were discussing whether or not we were going to have to declare bankruptcy or refinance or come to borrow money to keep our station afloat, that people started working together more than they had been in the past. So I think this is really a good sign. Another good sign is that we have people on the national border are finally taking seriously needs to do fundraising. But it also points out what I think is a structural problem with our organization, and that we don't have an ongoing development committee or fundraising committee or an active one on the national board. And so this is really important that we're moving in that direction, and I think that we should make that part of our structure and our ongoing structure. The good news is that we may be getting some of these COVID funds, and that may take the immediate pressure off of our organization to pay for personnel and some other urgently needed funds. And I think that will be ironic that COVID may come to our rescue. However it happens, it doesn't mean that we should just lay back and wait until the COVID funds almost run out. We need to, you know, structurally readjust our whole structure so that we don't run into this problem, and that we have national people on board doing professional fundraising.
Thank you, Jan. Is it possible to wrap it up a little bit so everybody gets equal time?
I submitted a report, hopefully that can get posted somewhere so that the public can see it. I already sent it out to everybody. And I guess one of the biggest things is hopefully our town hall meeting next time will be, people will be informed about it. And you don't have to know somebody who knows somebody on the PNB to even know about the town hall meeting. And hopefully we'll be able to do that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And regarding the town hall, I do hope that we will implement a serious social media strategy in order to promote events like that going forward.
Yes.
Thank you for your report, Ms. Goodman. Either Ms. Aaron or Ms. Vasiliev.
Paulina, do you want to go first?
Great. Actually, I would prefer to hear from you first, because what I have to add kind of builds on what you put in your report, and I need to make a couple of corrections regarding national programming. That's pretty much all I have, so I would rather go last, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's fine, and thank you. All right, so the first thing is the stimulus funding. From what we've heard, we are expecting PPP money anytime in the next week, I think. But nothing is certain until the money comes through. So I don't want to be over-enthusiastic about it. We've applied for a loan of about a little over $1 million. That loan will be forgiven in toto if, or for the most part, if it's spent properly for payroll and certain operating expenses. So that would be good. And we have also applied for another loan called the EIDL loan, EIDL loan. And that's a loan of a little over $2 million. I believe it's for $2.4 million. It has excellent terms. The terms are 2.5% interest amortized over 30 years. This is really excellent. We would probably use a considerable amount of that loan to pay down the principal on the $3.2 million loan. So that's sort of the plan of how to deal with the $3.2 million loan, at least partially. As Jan mentioned, we are having National Town Hall Zoom teleconferences. We had one on May 30th, and we'll be having more in the future. There is national programming going on. I'll have Paulina expand on that.
I wrote a written report that I sent to the LSB, and other people, if they want to see it, can ask me, email me, and I will send it to them. In the report, I cut and pasted the more important PNB resolutions that have been passed in the last month and a half or so. The Pacifica National Board approved a statement about the murder of George Floyd. And also, we're facing severe financial problems, and I'll go into that in a second. In the next PNB meeting, we'll be reviewing a few bylaws amendments. So I would hope that all of our LSB would bone up on them before our next normally scheduled monthly LSB meeting. So I'm going to take the rest of my time to read the important finance motion. I'm getting it up. Here it is. We're going to be discussing this later on in the agenda today. This is very important, and you'll understand why in a moment when I read the National Board resolution, which passed unanimously. There was no objection to this. Whereas currently the National Office is over $500,000 in outstanding payables, we owe NIDA $206,000 currently. KPFK was unable to make its payroll in mid-April. About $45,000 had to be taken from an affiliate program bank account to make that payroll. KPFK is at least 5 months in arrears on its central service payments. It currently owes $184,000 in central service payments. The KPFK business manager stated on May 14th that up to the end of April 2020, KPFK listener support had declined by 11%, its total income had gone down by 22%, although its payroll had increased by 5%. The KPFK business manager stated that this decline had very little to do with the coronavirus epidemic, as these numbers are mostly from before the lockdown. In the last 2 months, KPFK's income has declined precipitously. KPFK is currently bringing in only about half the income necessary to meet its expenses. This means that KPFK is not able to make central service payments currently, is backlogging bills, and is having trouble meeting its own payroll. KPFK's monthly expenses are about $300,000. KPFK's income has only been $150,000 per month for the last 2 months. It's unclear as to whether Pacifica will receive any emergency stimulus loans or if there will be any other significant influx of revenue sufficient to make up for the heavy loss of KPFK's central service payments. Compounding this is the fact that every station, with the exception of KPFA, is seriously in arrears in central service payments, with the possible exception of KPFT. We have no reserves. If our financial situation deteriorates any further, we may be forced to sell one of our buildings. Therefore, be it resolved that significant expense cuts be made at KPFK as soon as possible. These cuts would be at least 30%. These cuts should be at least 30%. Expenses must be less than income, as there are no resources to cover any shortfalls. Further, all units, excluding the National Office, should provide a plan within 1 week to the National Finance Committee, the PNB, the management team, and the interim executive director that balances expenses and revenues if the units in the preceding 6 months have had expenses that exceeded revenues. For example, if a station's expenses are exceeding its income by 10%, the plan should show an expense decrease of 10%. As KPFK is currently running a $150,000 per month deficit, it is absolutely urgent that expense cuts be made immediately at that station. Other fundraising plans should be encouraged, but they would not be able to cover shortfalls of that magnitude. Thus, substantial expense cuts are unavoidable. And as I said before, this motion passed with any objection by all who were present at the last Pacifica National Board meeting. It's really urgent that we take steps to cut KPFK's expenses. I want to make one little comment, and that is that this is a board directive. It's up to management, our interim executive director, resources from NETA. We have a labor lawyer and Annual Fields. So it's up to management to implement this. It's not up to the LSB or the PNB to micromanage or decide what should be cut, when it should be cut, or how the cut should be made. We do have a labor lawyer who's working on this. An effort to reduce expenses at KPFK was begun before this motion came up on the PNB level. So that's all.
Grace, I just need to think. Oh, okay, thank you. I didn't want to cut you off, but I just want to make sure Paulina gets time.
I have.
Thank you for the report. We think we have a theme here with the reports this month. Ms. Vasiliev, and if we go 2 minutes over to make sure that you have time, that's fine. Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. I probably don't need that much time. I think the reports so far have been pretty exhaustive. I'm just going to add a few comments on the initiative that Lawrence mentioned and others have mentioned on national programming. This is a 4-week-long special. The show is titled COVID, Race, and Democracy, and it's being produced by 5 area stations with the support and content from the affiliate network as well. So this is, in fact, kind of a very different format. You're hearing from different areas of the country that normally you might not hear from on a regular local show. Doesn't mean that we should get rid of local programming, but this national effort is I believe, truly refreshing and interesting in that sense. But it hasn't been very well promoted because we are, in fact, a group of volunteers. You know, I'm a one-woman team in a sense in terms of just the nitty-gritty of production. And, of course, I'm getting a lot of, you know, one day a week on KPFK. The KPFK produces Mondays, and then other stations produce the other days of the week. And every day it's a different anchor. But we count on the, you know, on voices like that of Verna Avery Brown, the voice of Pacifica, as she's been known for decades now at PFW. And so what I wanted to perhaps suggest to this body is if we could make a collective effort to, I don't know what the mechanism would be for that, but to make sure that our local station website actually features that prominently at the top of the page. Currently it does not. Perhaps we could think about a mailer or you know, an email blast letting people know that this is happening, when it's airing, what it's about. We have a beautiful website, if I may say so myself. I didn't make it, but you know, our volunteer team has contributed to that very much. Michael Novick is one of these people, Lawrence Reyes, and others, so that it can be heard about, because you know, if we're just a voice in the wilderness and you know, and all the trees are far away and nobody's hearing us, it's you know, it's an effort that takes a lot of effort, and I think it should be duly seen as such and uplifted and promoted. Also, I would like to talk about how we cannot fundraise right now during that. Well, we as producers. Right, but we'll leave fundraising breaks, and I feel like these fundraising breaks could be better taken advantage of to make sure that KPFK raises money during those breaks based on the programming, and that other stations do so as well, but that's already, you know, that's outside of the purview of this LSB, but basically that's my update, and I'm very grateful to everybody who's been working on this project. It's been consuming me. But, you know, the next show is coming out tomorrow, so I have a deadline tonight, but here I am. And if you have any questions, let me know. Oh yeah, the website for the where you can listen to all episodes, we have 5 episodes already, have already aired, each different and interesting in its own way. The website is covidtaskforce.pacifica.org, covidtaskforce.pacifica.org. Thank you.
Thank you for that report and for the information. We can extend this portion by a few minutes if anyone has any questions for the directors. So do we want to take a stack regarding the directors' reports? Okay.
Michelle, can I add something just real quick?
But at the risk of disrupting what was about to be a clean break from the director's report, yes, go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
Well, I just want to be put on record in regards to that National Finance Committee motion that I believe that if we get the CARES Act money and the PPP money, that we should, I believe that we should go into immediate negotiations, immediate bargaining with SAG-AFTRA and all the other unions in order to mitigate the financial crisis. And collective bargaining, that could be done where, the books are open, like Kim said, the books have to be open to the union, and we could start negotiating. Bargaining. Thank you, Chair.
Brett for the stack.
Thank you. Okay, so we will go ahead and take a stack, and it is now 2 minutes over the allocated time for the director's report. So do we want to make a motion to extend to maybe 12:30?
Motion to extend for 7 minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Eric.
Thank you. Any objections? Okay, seeing none, we will continue this portion until 12:30 unless we end sooner. So that was Michael and I apologize. Who else wanted to be added to the stack?
Brett.
Oscar, please.
Michael and
Brett.
Oscar.
And Oscar. Okay, we'll do 60 seconds for questions and then brief responses. So Mr. Novick?
Yeah, I wanted to question somewhat what Lawrence just said and also the earlier comments by Grace that we don't want to micromanage. I don't think it's micromanaging to say that the first cuts have to come out of non-union personnel. This was raised in the comments by Kim Kaufman. We need to cut consultants. We need to cut management. All those things that are covered by the union contract, and that's got to be where the first cuts are made. And I think that's not micromanaging. That is a central policy directive, whether it comes from the PNB or elsewhere. So if we discuss the plans, for example, there was no comment in Aniel's remark plans at all about cutting management, and I think it's vital that we're overmanaged for what we have. We don't need a development director. We don't need a program director. We need to reduce the hours if necessary of management before we cut people who are, working way beyond their capacities to do the jobs they're wired to do. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Novick. Let's see. Mr. Blair?
Yeah, this question is for Polina. Can you hear me all right? Can you hear me all right?
We can, yeah.
Thank you. Polina, are any of these programs, the national programs, actually going out over the station's transmitters? Or are they all on-demand streaming?
Yeah.
It's a fairly short question.
Absolutely, and the answer is very short. Yes, all of these programs are going out over all the 5 station area signal areas on the FM dial, as well as on many affiliate radio stations across the country. So this is not just an on-demand or online thing. The episodes are available on demand after they air, but they do air daily on every station at different times, but they do air daily. On KPFK, they air Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Ulloa.
Thank you. Actually, more than a question, it's a comment to pretty much or the call of attention to the director, Grace, regarding the diminishing of the not only of the resources, but also of the listenership. I'm being really, really vocal about the lack of idea, of the lack of sense, and also this might come also as a question in general on how can we as LSB, maybe some might call it micromanage, but I don't even want to call it a force. But just to call attention to both the general manager and the program director, that we are pretty much, we're dropping the ball on getting new people. or community is completely disconnected from KPFK, and because of that, KPFK, all the way around, KPFK seems to be disconnected from most of the community, and because of that, the community is up, and that's why we're having this drop on listenership and, of course, on membership. So we might go in all over the place on how can we get people, and I think the answer is always been programming. I think that this, we have lost a lot of opportunities on this crisis, both on the COVID-19 crisis, which the response, like the program that is being doing now, on my opinion, is definitely late. On all the crises, on the reports for, on the police brutality, on the protests, in a lot of situations that affect our community, we are dropping the ball tremendously. And I would like to pretty much just, again, to ask ourselves, how can we make KPFK and Pacifica relevant? We are not, and at least this is my personal opinion, as we all, as the general manager likes to also compare to some other stations or their models of, but they're only compared to the,
it's time, Mr. Rio.
To the model of getting money, but not to the model on how to connect with the community.
Thank you. Absolutely relevant comments. And thank you, everyone, for keeping it succinct. Mr. Ulloa, I think your comments really point directly to the situation that we're in financially. And, you know, if we're talking about cuts, where do those cuts come from? Because one of the other main goals that I think that we have is a robust and relevant news department. So I, you know, encourage everyone to make sure that they attend the meeting that we just set for 2 Wednesdays from now in order to undertake some of this discussion. Okay, thank you very much. And we will close the portion of the director's reports. Thank you, directors. And thank you especially to the directors that submitted the reports ahead of time. We didn't send out an email reminder, but we do request that the director's reports come in at least 24 hours ahead of time so that they can be attached to the agenda for prior viewing. And we're gonna go ahead and just try to make those process adjustments as we go and get everyone in the habit of those kinds of things. Okay, so next is the PNV Committee of Inclusion report, and we have on the agenda for that 5 minutes. And so who's going to be giving that report?
Madam Chair, Paulina here. I believe it would be my my purview, but if I'm not mistaken, there was some the committee hasn't met. Can Lawrence or Michael correct me if that is not true, what I'm saying? I think I was I accepted to be chair of that committee, but now I might have to actually relegate that responsibility to someone else. So can somebody take over, please? I'm actually not quite certain what happened with the Committee of Inclusion scheduled meeting.
Mary is coming by. I'm gonna buy the new Mike Davis book.
Oh, good.
I need
$35.
Somebody has background noise or some conversation about $35.
Oh, do you think Adam could quarantine safely here?
Yeah.
Who's got the background noise right now or the side conversation?
I think that I've taken care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to Paulina's point, first, is there someone who can report on whether or not the Committee of Inclusion met this month?
I don't think we did meet again since the last LSB meeting. You know, there's just been so much else going on with particularly the three of us that have been involved, Paulina, Lawrence, myself, we're all deeply involved with the getting the COVID Race and Democracy Show off the ground. And if people have, I think we did ask LSB members last month, and I don't think we got anything forwarded, but if people have suggestions for participants in the uh, in that PNB committee. It's open to anyone, and the idea is we want to represent particularly underserved communities that are not currently engaged in governance management. So if you have candidates for that committee, please communicate them, I guess, to Lawrence Polino, myself, and we'll try to reconstitute the committee this month and get a meeting scheduled.
Okay, and at that time, can we undertake who might be the chair of that committee?
Yeah, we'll have to reconvene and see who can do it.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
Chair, Polina here, if I may add something very, very briefly about the same topic.
Yes.
I forgot. Yeah, so if you know of any Asian listeners, people from, because we don't have much representation of the Asian communities right now on this committee as presently constituted, and of course the idea of it is inclusion, racial, geographic, etc. So please, let us know what's on your radar, who might be the right person to contribute meaningfully to this work, because it is important.
Great, thank you very much. Let's see. Is there anything else before we move on? Okie doke. Thank you to Michael and to Polina, and also to Lawrence participating in that effort. We'll go ahead to public comment number 2. And Secretary, if you could unmute the public. And I'm going to go ahead and just take a guess that we're going to add Kim to complete her comments or continue her comments from earlier. And then is there anyone else from the public that would want to be in public comment right now?
Janine wouldn't mind being put on stack. Thank you.
Sure. Kim and then Janine, and we can go ahead and do 120 seconds, 2 minutes, since it's so a few people. And so, Kim, why don't you go ahead with your public comment?
I'll let Janine go first, since she hasn't spoken.
Okay, Janine, 2 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Although I'm secretary, I've also been involved as a committee member on the financial committee for, I think, 7 months now. And I just want to say in regard to the general manager and the business manager, and although I'm not a board member, I really feel like it's been very exhausting, the amount of effort that the committee has put in to try to get proper financials to be able to assess the financial situation, and that I really feel the situation was avoidable in a lot of areas because we've had no way to scale down or advise or anything, and to me it has bordered on obstruction, being obstructionist behavior. So I just want to make a record of that, not as a board member, as somebody just merely observing. And I do financials for a living. I oversee financials for film projects. So I'm very aware of what reporting to investors for millions of dollars of investment. So the other thing is that I want to say that there's a proposal that I had put into an email for the board for podcasters local to LA, and I forwarded some of the ideas to Michael Novick, but I hope to do a visual presentation at the next task force meeting, and I can speak more of that if you'd like. But I have 5 podcasters that have already been very enthusiastic about helping KPFK, and then it could be some kind of online fundraising proposal that we do. So anyway, just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, Janine. And frankly, I'm in and out of the finance committee meetings just due to my own schedule, but I hear the frustration and exhaustion in your voice, and you're absolutely not wrong in your assessment of how that hamstrings us. So thank you for bringing that up. And then I imagine Kim might have things to add. So is there anyone else that wants to be added to public comment after Kim? Okay. Kim, go ahead. 2 minutes, please.
Oh, I just want to say thank you, Janine. I totally, completely agree with her. And it's not just from management either, because, you know, directors have director's inspection privileges, and that should have been done in order to get, to begin to get some clarity on what is actually being spent and where it's going. And I was off the call for a while. I fell off and it took me a while to get back on, which is another issue of like, maybe Maestro might be better where, you know, call-ins don't have to wait in, you know, bad music hell for like 5 minutes waiting to get in. But I heard the end of what Michelle said about the budget and making budget cuts, and that I think what she said was that a budget is a document of intention, of goals. And that's why I believe there needs to be a holistic approach to everything that's in the documents, you know, the profit and losses and the budget. I would recommend when the finance motion comes up that maybe you push it further forward, like give them 2 weeks to provide what I hope you're going to approve to ask them. And I know there's one, you know, one thing here to push it all up to national doing. Grace's motion pushes it all up to national doing, but national can't do it. And yes, you know, they have authority and all that stuff, but this is a local matter. Nobody really understands another station's budget except for people who are very close to the ground. And I've been doing this for like 11 years, and I probably know more than anybody left in this organization about KPFK's finances. And, you know, people can argue and say that's not true, but I have a...
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Now I can.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, I got knocked off, and I was in music hell like you said, Kim.
Yeah, this is... Maybe Maestro would be, you know, a consideration here. So... Anyways, there's a lot to talk about. I'm not going to make a separate report. I mean, I sent my written report to anybody, you know, to everybody whose emails I have. And, you know, that's it for now. Thanks.
Thank you. And that will close public comment for this portion. Just so everyone's aware, the secretary texted me that she has to step aside for about 3 minutes. So, she'll be right back. In the meantime, we will continue on to the reports from the committees. So in order, as we see them listed here, is governance, finance, outreach, and fundraising. Governance, outreach, and fundraising each have 5 minutes allocated, and the finance committee has 10 minutes allocated. So I'll turn it back over to Kim at that time to go over the motions. But first, we will hear from the governance committee. And is there, you know, I was attending that meeting, but is there someone here who wants to give that report? Okay, I'm happy to report from governance. Mainly we focused on the setting of this agenda and the seating of the new board members. And then also we, as you can see at the end of this agenda, we included an executive session to address the personnel matters, specifically regarding Ian Masters and his comments on the air about the governance of the station and the foundation.
A point of order, Chair.
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I believe we made an agenda change to put the treasurer's report after at this point on the agenda.
You know what? You are absolutely right. I apologize. I'm looking at my computer and not a printout, so I didn't have my pen to scratch it up and make the change.
It's okay. I apologize for interrupting you, but
no, you're in order. It's totally fine. that was pretty much the end of my governance report anyway, so 30 seconds, unless someone else will have something to add later. But let's go ahead and honor that change and move into the treasurer's report. Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Mr. Blair?
Michelle, can I interrupt? Can you hear me? Can I interrupt? I just got an email from Dave Johnson, who's a longtime member of the local finance committee, asking to be unmuted so he can be put on public comment. And if Janine stepped away, we might have to wait for her to come back. But he's a longtime member, and when he gets in, I would like that he can make his public comment as soon as he gets in, because it's probably relevant to the financial question. So,
well,
thanks.
He'll be able to make his public comment during public comment number three. And if he's messaging you, Kim, if there's anything pertinent from his opinion that you want to add to your finance report, that will be fine as well.
No, I have no idea what he's going to say, but Janine's apparently stepped away, so just...
That's fine. We don't need her for this portion because we have public comment.
No, but he needs to get on to being... Okay.
This is Michael. We had a public comment stack that he couldn't get on. That's what she's saying, the earlier public comment.
Yes, exactly.
But Kim, let the chair of the meeting.
There's nobody pending.
Listen, every time we go into public comment, I remind Janine, and she does unmute the public. So if they're muted on their end, that's not something that we can address. But we do have another portion of public comment in 10, after the PNB motion discussion. And anybody is welcome to join at that time. Kim, all I was saying is if he's messaging you, and there's something he wants to be included in the finance report, he can tell you that directly, and then he can make his own statements during the next public comment portion. I was just giving you another option to get his message across sooner. So we're going to go ahead and go back
to... point of order from Michael Novick.
Mr. Novick?
I think Janine should check and see if he is, in fact, muted by her and not by him. Dave Johnson? Janine, he's a telephone caller
Okay, so thank you. We can hear Mr. Johnson. Thank you.
Yes, I've been on.
We're going to go ahead with the agenda. Thank you for testing your audio, Mr. Johnson. We'll circle back.
I've been on the call the whole time, and nobody has unmuted me, and I wanted to speak.
The secretary does unmute the public every time we move into public comment.
We will go ahead
and continue with the agenda.
I'm sorry, point of order, Michelle. I agree. I think he should be allowed to speak now. For whatever reason, he was trying to speak during the last public comment, and although we allocate 10 minutes for each public comment, they haven't taken 10 minutes. I think we have the time. We should allow him to speak now.
I agree, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Okay, I disagree.
So we can make that exception.
I disagree, but we can make that exception
this one time, Chair.
I've been on the call the entire time, and nobody would unmute me, so I couldn't speak.
Yeah, I agree. Just let him speak.
I'm going to go ahead and finish my statement, all right, and I will repeat myself as many times as I need to until I get it out in completion. I don't agree with circling back because we do have another public comment portion coming. However, I also like to be the type of leader/facilitator that honors what the group is asking. So we have three people from the board expressing that we want to hear from the public member. So we'll go ahead and give 2 minutes to the member of the public that was missed earlier due to whatever technology issues were happening. So we'll make an exception. And Max agrees. And so we'll do 2 minutes for Mr. Jones. Go ahead, sir. And please, sir, we heard you. The interruptions were not necessary. A decision is made. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Dave Johnson. It's not Jones. I've been a member of the Finance Committee since the beginning of 2013. And I would, amongst other things, I'd like to say ditto to what Kim Kaufman was saying earlier. And one of the most important things about the lack of management skill from the present leadership is that they're not producing financial reports which are the basic guides on how to run a station. These financial reports are not needed to be made just to satisfy the benefit of the LSB or the finance committee. These are the basic documents that anyone uses in an organization to keep an eye on and to properly run and manage the station. They are needed by management. To not produce these documents is nothing less than management by the seat of the pants. In the last years that I've been serving on this committee, this has been the worst management I've seen since 2013. I had my notes and I had to walk away from the phone while you were unmuting me. But I have been on the call since 10:30 and I've been trying to get in and I haven't been unmuted. So that's the fact of the matter. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I do apologize for the technology issues. And thank you for making your statement. And of course, you'll have an opportunity to add to your statement in the next public comment if you choose to. Thank you for your service all these years on the Finance Committee. Moving on, circling back to the reports from the committees, you all heard my brief assessment from the Governance Committee. Is there anyone from Governance that would like to add to what I said earlier?
Michelle, yes. Fred here. You forgot that the treasurer's report was supposed to go before the committee reports.
You're right. I apologize. This is my confusion. Go ahead, Mr. Blair.
Okay, on the technology issue, just for everybody on the conference call, *6 toggles the muting on and off for Zoom, and I understand. So you can actually unmute yourself. Okay, enough said. This is Fred Blair, and I'm the board treasurer and have been for the last 2 years. And I am cooperating with Kim as the new chair of the Finance Committee. I'd like to say before I start my report that I do support the two motions from Finance, though their one limitation is they require cooperation of management, and that's not guaranteed. Okay. I did put out a – I'm hearing background noise. Would somebody please – mute themselves.
Lawrence, I think that's you.
Lawrence is muted already.
All right, that's okay.
I don't hear whatever it is.
Is that Janine? Okay, thank you. So I did send out a written report for the treasurer today, and on page 2 and 3 of that report, I've updated numbers for updated stats on the station, and I updated the charts on the fund drives because we're obviously in a new situation now with this. For the last 2.5 months with this COVID-19 lockdown, and that would have blown all the organization's budgets anyway, because it is a new, we're in an unprecedented situation as a society right now. But in any case, turning to KPFK finances, I don't really have much to report this month, and that's basically because we really haven't gotten much in the way of adequate documents. At this last finance meeting, local finance meeting on June 10th, we did get 5 documents from the business manager. One of them was useless because of its formatting, but the others were useful. In fact, I found a nugget of information which really blew my mind in the Finance Committee summary report, which was actually something very, very new. We've been asking for a very long time for written reports from the business manager, because the general manager, since he hasn't been attending the finance meetings, has always sent the business manager to give financial reports for him. Well, this finally Barry Brooks did provide us with a written report with 6 bullet points, and I looked that over, and lo and behold, there's a bombshell in that report. It appears that KPFK is in debt in central services to $552,000 to the national office. Since 2015, we haven't paid that much in central services. It's not just 5 months this year in central services or $185,000. It's $552,000. And that goes, there's $257,000 from the year 2015, which is actually the year that Aniel was interim general manager. And I remembered that, and I've been asking Barry for a while if we had paid any of that off. The noise is going on. Is somebody sleeping? Would somebody please mute their microphone? I don't mean to be boring here. I hope I've got everybody's attention on this.
I think it was a dog. I think it was a dog, not snoring, Fred. I hope.
Okay. I don't know whose dog it was, but, I know from when Leslie Radford was general manager and was giving us monthly accounts payable aging reports that she had as a fixture every month $250,000 in central service payments that wasn't paid in 2015. And
hello? Did anybody else lose Fred?
Fred, you muted yourself. We lost you. We can't hear you.
But I want to make sure he can hear us for us to tell him that. Okie doke. I think he might have perhaps dropped off the call accidentally.
No, he's shown but muted.
Okay.
Chair, this is Grace. I'd like to move that we extend this Finance Committee Treasurer's Report by 5 minutes, by 7 minutes, I think, because it's very important that we get financial information so that we can move forward in an informed way.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
Hello. Can somebody hear me?
Yes, Fred. We're extending time for this portion right now. You dropped off I think you muted yourself for a second. Give us one second.
I did not mute myself.
Hang on one second. Are there any objections to extending this portion for 7 minutes? Okay, seeing none. Fred, if you can wrap up your report in 1 to 2 minutes, and maybe we'll do 5 minutes for questions or discussion. I think that's a good use of that time.
Okay. What point did I draw? Did my report? Did I disappear from the?
You reported the $250,000 in aging payables to the central services.
Yes. Well, I'm astounded and very upset by this. I hope other people are. That money could well have paid, the bills for Nita and other things. including this bill to the CPB. In any case, getting beyond that, I'll try and beyond that revelation. I went over the P&L report that Barry provided us, comparing it with the P&L report, the April P&L report for NIDA, and there are small differences. I don't, you know, a couple percent in, you know, in income and payroll and so forth, which I don't understand why there's differences since NIDA is supposed to be using Barry's data. But in any case, also my main concern has been trying to figure out what our actual income has been for the last 2 months. And the documentation, my main complaint is the documentation we've gotten from management has really been insufficient for that. We can make guesstimates. My guesstimate has been $150,000 a month. Am I still present?
Yes.
I hear ticks in the background. But given the latest allegiance report for 30 days from May 19th to June 19th, it appears we may be actually raising $200,000 a month. But I have, you know, there's no clarity here. The quality of the, I can't make, you know, these, I can't put these numbers together without information from management. I have no alternative way of finding out. I can't go into the building and go into Barry's, filing cabinets and look at data. That's not allowed in the rules. So we're totally reliant on management for getting this information, and we should get it. That's our right as governance. And I think I'll open it up to questions at this point.
Michael, do a sec.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Michael Novick to the stack.
Yeah, in your report, you talked about average monthly payroll of $178,000. Is that exclusively the covered by the payroll that's covered by the contract? Is that the entire staffing, including management and consultants?
That number is from NIDA's P&L statement for April, and that includes payroll and payroll taxes. And I would hope, I don't know if contract employees, you know, or contractors are, I don't think they're covered in that area.
Okay, so
that's a problem, of course.
So then the follow-up is, if we're even if we were raising $200,000 a month, we would barely be covering the payroll and contractors. So I think that's a huge problem.
Well, we'd still be running a deficit of $100,000 a month if we were bringing in $200,000, because our operational costs have gone down since from FY19 to a $300,000 a month, but that's still, we're still not meeting operational costs.
Right.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to the stack?
I'd like to speak. When this is Kim.
Jan.
Well, you can ask a question.
Jan for the stack.
I believe that having Kim would be out of order. This is for LSB members only. However, you do have the Finance Committee report coming up soon, Kim. Jan, and anyone else to the stack? Okay, Jan?
You speak about the, you know, no access to go into filing cabinets and et cetera, but I'm wondering about getting inspectors, you know, the directors have the ability to inspect the documents at the station, and I'm wondering about using that ability to assist you in getting documents. I don't know if that would be any more successful than anything you've done already, but if you still have problems, what do you think about that as one way of trying to get at the data?
Jan, I would like to try and do that as a next step. And if I, any documents I get, well, I will share with Kim and the Finance Committee and directors too, obviously.
Okay.
But I would like to attempt that as the next step.
Okay.
Because it what we're doing is not working.
Okay. I also wanted to ask if Allegiance is the new platform, the new financial platform that we're on. Am I correct?
You're talking about the Allegiance system.
Allegiance, yeah.
It's the new membership platform. Membership.
But it's a membership and finance. I believe it's kind of both, sort of, as I understand it. But I'm wondering if that, how that is working out from your perspective, if you have an opinion.
I think Allegiance has been oversold to us, but it is evidently functioning because we're getting numbers. But I don't think we've been given full access to it yet either, because Barry Brooks gave us a spreadsheet from Allegiance that can do mathematics, but when I download the Allegiance website that Aniel gave us, I download a spreadsheet from that, I can't do any mathematics on it. I can't add up cells. I can't do anything with it.
Okay.
So it remains to be seen. It's a new system. We'll have to see how it works out.
One more minute for this section. Oh, John
Eric.
Gary just let us know time's expired for this section.
Move to extend for 5 minutes. This is Eric, and also I'd like to be placed on the stack within that time.
Is there a second to a motion to extend this portion?
I second, Ken.
Any objections? Okay, 5 minutes. So that puts us at 12:58 for this section. So let's all be cognizant of that. I just got an email also that I thought that the PMB Programming Committee meeting was rescheduled, but it is apparently still on for 3:00 today. So just an FYI regarding that for those of us on that call and those of us who want to respect that. So we'll extend for 5 minutes, which will bring us to 12:59, and we'll go to Eric on the stack.
Thank you, Michelle. Fred, I wanted to ask you just to clarify a little further in response to Michael's question. The contractors are, if you're able to describe what category of people that is who work at KPFK, and then is there a distinction, which it seems that there would be, between a contractor and just a senior management individual, and whether they're included in those figures that you cited for the part of the budget that's comprised of personnel expenses?
Eric, can you hear me?
I was just muted by
Zoom again. I had to unmute myself. Well, a major contractor is Christine Blaisdell. She was, during Leslie Ratzford's reign at the station, she was...
Point of order. We can't really discuss finances of individuals.
I understood, Ken. But there are... my understanding is contractors are paid on 1099 forms. So they're probably paid in a different category from payroll, and I'm not sure exactly where in the P&L that's located, and how much total money is involved.
What about senior management, Fred?
They're on payroll.
Okay, so that cumulative figure. Includes the payroll for our, for lack of a better term, rank and file employees who are covered by the union contract, and the salaries of our senior managerial personnel. Do I have that right?
And non-union employees too, if there are any.
Okay. And That monthly figure is what again?
$178,000 a month is payroll, according to the NEDA P&L statement.
And the only exclusion there would be contractors, that they're a separate amount of money.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Fred.
Maybe Kim has a correction to me on that. We'll see if she can state it in her finance report.
Is there anyone else? We have about 2 minutes left. If anyone else has one final question. Okay, seeing none, thank you. Thank you for that informative discussion. And I think it's a good use of time when we can have a little bit less rigid of timekeeping and more respect for each other than we get more out of these times for questions. So thank you very much. And I apologize for mixing up the agenda items that we switched, but we will now actually go back to the reports from the committees. Is there anyone
this is Kim.
Uh-huh.
Can I speak to this now?
No.
This would be an appropriate time for me to speak to this because some of these questions that came up, I have additional information.
We are actually in between agenda items right now, so we're about to go into reports from the committees, and then that's a place where you will have the floor for 10 minutes. So I just want to ask if there's anyone else on the governance committee call that would like to add anything that came out of that meeting.
Michelle, this is
governance or finance, and maybe Kim's report for the finance committee could go next so that we have some continuity.
Right. No, I don't disagree. However, just a reminder, I gave the brief report from the governance committee. Wasn't very exciting, had mostly to do with setting this agenda, and I'm just giving the space for anyone else who was at that meeting to add to it before we go straight into finance. So let's just dispense with governance.
Michelle, this is Eric.
Eric, go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify that the closed section is to do with personnel matters, plural, so that it's not exclusively including but not limited to the issue you referenced with regard to Mr. Masters.
Thank you. Okay, so that is true. Personnel matters will be discussed in the closed session. Anybody else want to add to governance?
Okay. This is Janine. Can I make a comment?
Sure.
Sorry. I've got Lawrence Reyes, and he is unable to join us. I don't know what's going on. I don't see him to accept him. So there must be we're having a tropical – I'm on the East Coast, and we're having a tropical storm. And so I don't really know whether someone can call him who's on the phone and bring him in that way as a merged call. Sorry. I don't mean to –
That's okay.
Fred here.
Fred?
I was saying I could also call him if I have his phone number.
Yeah, can you just put yourself on mute and give him a quick call and see if we can get him looped in whatever way is quickest? All right. Thank you. Okay. So I will turn the floor back over to Ms. Kaufman for the Finance Committee report. So you have 10 minutes, Ms. Kaufman, to give the report and go over the two motions. And then if we need to extend, we will. So go ahead. It's now 1:00.
Okay. So first of all, I would just like to make a suggestion for the next agenda going forward, that my report and Fred's report and all Finance Committee matters be put together in one category, okay? Because Fred and I really, you know, complement each other. Excuse me, I have some corrections now. I saw this $250,000 Central Services, what Barry gave us, and I have other documents which say it's actually $185,000 from 2015-16. So this is where I'm saying these numbers are not good. But this was no surprise to me. I've been saying for 3 years, hey, you still owe, you know, like this money, 185 from, you know, before. So it wasn't news to me. These numbers are just not good.
Hello.
Yeah.
Am I in?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We can hear you, Lawrence.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Okay. I'm making my little report, Lawrence, and so payroll versus consultants. There is a line item in the profit and loss that says consultants and that. That's where you see your consultants, at least some of them. I've made public comment about this. I talked about it in the finance committee about this line item, consultants. It's blooming since last year. You know, we've been told Tony Bates is in there, for example. Christine is senior management. I will send you her job description, which the general manager sent the finance committee a few weeks ago. It was quite surprising, but I think you all should know what at least the GM is saying is her job description. Allegiance is like Memphis. It is a membership database. It supposedly plugs into our general ledger and accounting program of Great Plains. Hopefully that's true, and there you can reckon, you'll be able to reconcile those two systems, which we've never been able to do, which has always been a problem. It remains to be seen, all of this stuff, but you know, it's not a magic bullet. It's not going to help. It's not going to by itself raise money. And the GM's emphasis on, well, we can target donors better, is not really the solution that you need, because you don't have enough people listening. You need to expand your listener base. But, you know, keep hitting the same old, you know, donors is not where this station needs to go right now. And that's really, I can only reiterate that the numbers that we're getting from management is really bad. Yes, a director's inspection, which I've been asking for, and Janine has been asking for since she got there, and there have been motions made that that's what we need. We need to get the general ledger, the check register. Now we really need the bank accounts, because we're not getting a good idea of what the revenue actually is. And, you know, we've been asking for accounts payable reports for months and months and months. And he'll give us a few. And finally, you know, after a report came from the National Finance Committee, did we find out how much Central Services has not been paid for this year and last year? So I asked Barry to include that on his report, which mercifully he gave us a written report this month. And that, you know, that was on there. And a few other accounts payable. He did mention, oh, and we're deferring some payments until we can pay them. That's a nice use of words, but that should go on accounts payable. And in fact, he hasn't told us all the deferred payments, because when we got to one line item, and I saw $20 there, I said, oh, and I was expecting like $400 to $500 there. I said, oh, is that getting deferred? And he said, yes. So he's not even telling us all of the deferred payments that are going on. That's why I'm saying our numbers are not good of what you're working with, because we're just not getting it. And to Dave Johnson's point, this is something management really needs to use for themselves, not just us.
Would it be possible to start to transition to the motions?
I please pass the motions. I mean,
yeah, I'd like to be put on the back, Lawrence.
You know, you could make them not give them some, you can make them shorter and demand your stuff. As Fred said, I don't think we're going to get this stuff. What do you need? You actually need a list of all the employees. union, non-union, full-time, part-time, and their job duties. That's what you're going to need to do before you start talking about cuts.
So, are you in the portion where you're giving the explanation of the motions?
I'm saying why I put those specific items in there. And that's just the basic minimum of what you need to really be informed as to how to make and do oversight of, you know, make a budget and do oversight. I mean, there's been no oversight for 3 years. You had 3 years of bad budgets.
So
you have to start at ground level. So just pass these.
I'd like to go on the stack.
I hear you. We're not in a stack yet, but would you like to make a comment or suggestion?
Yes, I would like for Ms. Kaufman to summarize. This way we could go, because I have something to add to her report.
I'm done. So I summarize. I'm done.
As the chair of the committee, Ms. Kaufman, if you could either read us the motions or summarize them so that we can vote on them.
Okay. They're pretty short. Motion one, the KPFK Finance Committee requests from management, one, a first draft 2021 budget not later than 2 days before the next KPFK Finance Committee, July 8th. So if you've set an LSB meeting for that evening, that's good. We can make the, this is not in the motion, but we can make the Finance Committee earlier go over if we get anything before your LSB meeting. Two, must use the Pacifica budget template. They have not done that for 3 years. It needs to be done there. All revenue must be based on historical data, including in the budget's fund drive chart, which you have not had for 3 years, for the per day average assumptions. Four, the expenses shall be cut to accommodate projected revenue based on current reality in order to provide a balanced budget. Five, along with the budget, we request a list of all paid employees and their job titles or duties for all union, management, non-union, full and part-time personnel, including any full-time or part-time employees that are in the consultants line item in the GL or any other GL categories, i.e. programming, development, or community events. For all part-time union and non-union workers, the list should also include hours worked per month, approximate or average. That's your basic minimum of what you need to move forward. Motion two, the Finance Committee approved the following motion at the May 13th Finance Committee. Request for a fund drive chart from management for the rest of the year and a plan for how to pay the expenses for the rest of the year. The LSB approved the motion at the May 17th LSB meeting, and the GM said he would comply with it. The GM has not complied with it. The Finance Committee recommends the KPFK LSB take note of this noncompliance and handle it accordingly. So.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for reading those. I think they're pretty self-explanatory. So,
I have
Jan and Lawrence.
And let Lawrence go first.
Can I go first?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. Thank you, Chair. So, I support the essence of this motion. I have requested as a director to do a director's inspection a couple of months ago, but the pandemic hit, and I was told that that the station was essentially locked down. But I as backup to this motion as a director, I'd like to take that list and request a director's inspection immediately to obtain some of those items on that list. So that's that's an amendment to Ms. Kaufman's motion.
So to clarify your amendment, thank you, John, Gary, the time has expired for this section. So do we want to extend by perhaps 10 minutes in order to discuss a little more and take a vote?
Motion to extend for 10 minutes. Jan, good.
I second, Lawrence.
Any objections? Okay, so moved. Thank you, John. Your time flags have been very helpful throughout the meeting. Okay, so to clarify... So
can I restate my amendment, Chair?
Give me 1 second. I just want to finish my statement.
Okay,
and then
sure.
I do still see you raising your hand, Jan. You're making an amendment to the first motion regarding the fact that you've already put in motion a plan to submit director's requests, correct? So what exactly is the language that you would want to change in the amendment or in the motion?
I just want to insert that I would be doing the director's inspection request, and I would like to take the list that the finance committee put together and request those items. So I don't know if that's an amendment or an insertion, or an addendum, whatever you want to call it. I think it's an addendum to that motion. I don't think it's an amendment, because I'm not changing the motion. I'm just adding it.
I think that his...
So can I get a second?
Go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Yeah, I think that his that comment has to do with the motion number two, where we're actually asking for information.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Jan. That's right. So I'd like to add it to motion number two.
Yes.
Thank you, Jan.
A point of order or something?
Michael?
I don't think it refers to both motions, because we're asking for information in number one as well, which is the list of the paid employees and the job descriptions, et cetera, et cetera. But I just don't think it's pertinent to this motion. It's Lawrence's prerogative as the director to do director's inspection. I think that this is just a motion
okay.
from the LSB and should be left that way.
So, I tend to agree. I think that what you're adding is the reasonable next steps, given the fact that we had already made this request and you had volunteered as a director to follow through on those requests and do the inspection. So, if it's
so
already
just briefly,
due,
Chair.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it's okay with me, but I'm just going to notice the other speed at this time. That as a director, I'm going to take that list and make an inspection.
Okay, and I think that
Thank
is
you.
Probably widely supported. So we'll go ahead and vote on the and thank you, Michael. We'll go ahead and vote on the motions as they
no.
are.
No, Jan Goodman has a motion to amend before we vote.
Okay.
I sent the motion to amend to everybody. It should be in your email, but I will read it. And that is at the beginning of motion number one to change the language to add to the following. The KPFK LSB request from management, and then I put in parentheses, defined jointly as a KPFK GM, Anyel Fields, Pacifica CFO, Anita Sims, and Pacifica's interim executive director, Lydia Brazon, and then whole thing stays the same beyond that, because it is part of the executive director's job to be involved in budget. It's an important part. And also Anita Sims, our CFO, likewise, that is part of her job. And putting together this kind of a budget requires much more than what the GM or the business manager can do. This has to do with a lot of overall things, the union contract, personnel matters, many things. And so it needs to be a team effort. And so I'm just defining management to include what should be the management that goes into creating a budget. And then it remains the same. So that complies with our bylaws and with standard business practices and with our organizational structure as it is. And then I'm adding at the end of motion one, which says said budget and plan must then be sent to the IED and the PNB board officers. And this goes along with the resolution that was passed at the May 28th PNB meeting, which I have appended to this motion to amend. It says the said budget and plan must then be sent to the IED and PNB board officers Chair Alex Steinberg, Vice Chair Dwayne Lark, Secretary Grace Aaron, Treasurer James Sagerton, and Lydia Brazon, IED, for review and approval per the PNB resolution passed May 28, 2020, which reads that be it resolved that prior to any expense cuts being made, that all expense cuts over $10,000 and all reductions in staff or personnel, such as furloughs, layoffs, discharges, reductions in employee hours or benefits or reductions in pay, be reviewed by the IED and board officers, and the board will be apprised of any action taken. So, just to
move things along a little bit, because we only have 5 minutes left in this extension, and we do still have to vote. Can you? I don't see the email from you. Do you have the specific language that you want it?
Yes, I do. I will email it all again right now, but I did email it just before this meeting, but I'll email it again.
Oh, before this meeting.
So I will email it right now.
Okay. And this is for motion one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. I don't see your email from before this meeting.
I'll send it again. And it's very simple. Most of it is just remains exactly the same. It's asking for exactly the same thing. It's just at the beginning defining who management is to comply with our practices and our bylaws and our job descriptions. And then at the end, it says that once we get it, and that it then has to be presented to the PNB and the board officers and the IED as per the resolution that was just.
This is Grace Aaron with a point of order.
Go ahead, Ms. Aaron.
Okay, the executive director and the interim executive director and the interim CFO do not report, and they're not, they don't need to be responsive to the local station board. The general manager does. The local station board cannot command, demand, or do anything in regard to requests of the executive director or the interim CFO. That can only be done. Those two individuals report to the national board. If Ms. Goodman wants to request that this happen, she can bring it up to the national board. The LSB works with the general manager. The general manager is a non-voting member of the local station board. It's his responsibility to provide a budget to the board, whatever he has to do. It's not our right. It's not in our powers and duties